Good morning. I'm Mary Beth Marsden, and this is Know Your Health from LifeBridge Health, where each week we bring you important health information. And this week, we're talking about what you should consider before you lace up those running shoes this summer. Joining us today is Mary Campbell, a physical therapist with LifeBridge Health's Rubin Institute Physical Therapy Running Evaluation Clinic. Mary, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
I hope we've gotten to people in time, because I don't know, I'm seeing a lot of people running already. We were really waiting for spring after this winter that we had. So first of all, folks are thinking, okay, it's spring, it's summer, I'm going to get out there, I'm going to start running. What are some of the first things we need to consider?
Well, Baltimore, we have those nice hot summers, so we really have to pay attention to the weather out there. If it's going to be too hot to be out there running, think about the timing of your run. Maybe go early in the morning or late in the evening when the sun's starting to set so that you don't get overexhaustion from the heat. Also, obviously, have your water and sports drink available so that you don't get dehydrated out there with the summer weather.
How about shoes? You see so many choices now. I'm even seeing those barefoot type shoes that
people are running. Big trend right now is minimalist shoes where you have little to no heel. However, if you haven't been training for that, you really shouldn't just go out and buy a pair of those and start running in them. If you have loose or flat feet, you should be looking for something with more stability to it, which stability shoes have an arch to them to support the arch of your foot. If you have really high arches already, you want to go with more of a neutral cushion shoe, which is getting towards your minimalist. But not quite.
Do you feel like the really good running stores will have a place for you to really test them out?
Absolutely. Our local running stores here in Baltimore do a great job offering a good selection of running shoes, and the people working at those running stores are very well versed in the current trends and the current shoes that are out there.
This may be one of the greatest debates when it comes to running or maybe any other type of exercise. Do you stretch before? Do you stretch after? What is now recommended and why?
Stretching before is not necessarily recommended, but what you do want to do is do a dynamic warm-up. So you're going to see at these marathons and races, you'll see the elite runners out there doing knee to chest really quick or kicking their legs up in the air or kicking their butt behind them real quick. That's a dynamic stretch. So it's a stretch that you're not holding. So it's warming up the muscle, but it's allowing your muscle to keep the strength it needs for the run. After you finish running is when you should do the stretch where you hold it out for a nice 30 seconds for each stretch. That allows your muscles to maintain their flexibility even after the run so that you're not quite as sore the next day.
And they're warmed up already, so
exactly.
You don't have to worry about pulling anything, I guess, at that point. What about your stride? We always hear about runners who wear their shoes on one side or the other, and what should we be looking out for?
So the big thing with stride, you'll have people who think that they need to take longer strides in order to be faster, but really, the ideal stride is short and sweet. You want to keep that foot underneath your body to help prevent injury. Most of your motion should actually be occurring behind you as you run because it's propelling you forward.
And is that the best way to prevent injury, or what are some other ways?
That's one of the best ways to prevent injury. But other ways to prevent injury, you want to work in some cross training to get some hip strength in there, so that side to side motion, whereas when you're running, it's this constant forward propelling motion. Certainly the dynamic stretch and the static stretching after, making sure that your shoes aren't too old. So our shoes only last about 300 to 500 miles. So afterwards, you want to think about getting a new pair of shoes. Also, shoes have a shelf life, so they are degrading as they're sitting there in your closet.
What happens if you feel lightheaded while you're running? I know this happens to a lot of people.
Especially in the summer with the heat.
Yeah.
Obviously, staying hydrated and really knowing your body's limits. So if you're trying to increase your mileage, you just want to do it on a gradual basis. If you start to feel lightheaded, you're probably pushing yourself too far. You want to make sure you rehydrate, get those electrolytes in there with your sports drinks, and take a rest.
I really admire the people who set a goal of running a half marathon or a marathon. Mm-hmm. I'm just in awe of them. So what are some of the training tips for that? And I'm just going to throw in another question and wrap that all together. Can you run too much?
You can definitely run too much. When you're training for a marathon or something, you really want to at least allow your body one day of rest during the week. And a lot of people don't let themselves do that. And some of us need more than one day rest in there. So you really have to listen to your body. The other thing with training for a marathon or a half marathon is that gradual increase in your mileage. So a good rule of thumb is as you're increasing your mileage to do about 10% a week. You can look online though. There's a lot of information out there on some programs that'll just gradually increase your mileage to get you to your goal.
Great. Well, I can already see how the clinic could help you. Mary Campbell, physical therapist at LifeBridge Health. To find out more about the Rubin Institute Physical Therapy's running evaluation clinic, or to find a LifeBridge Health specialist near you, call 410-601-WELL. That's 410-601-WELL. Or visit lifebridgehealth.org/runningclinic. I'm Mary Beth Marsden. Thanks for joining us. It's 10 o'clock.